Yeah, well, they actually gave us all these hats. I just really like it a lot. I guess that's all I got for you. Yeah. Matches the beard and the whole, what I'm putting off, I guess. Yeah, and Minnesota, with how cold it is out here, it's fitting real well. I'm always tired of the media stuff, so this is absolutely nothing new. If coming from an offensive lineman, it's hard for me to answer that. I think that they've probably done some things and stuff in a passing game that he's more comfortable with. To tell you the truth, I don't know for certain. In terms of the running game, we still do a lot of the same things. He really hasn't hindered us a lot. At first, when he was starting to get in there, we kind of tried to, take some of the checks that, Carson was in charge of off his plate, just because he had so much stuff on his plate already being thrust into the starting position. But as he's gotten more comfortable, we've added those back in, and, the run game is pretty much the same as far as that's concerned. Yeah.
And this year you went 13-3 and you won two balls.
Yeah.
How did you achieve this?
You want me to talk? I don't know. I'll talk. Yeah. I think that I think we were really close last year. I think a lot of people overlooked the fact that if you look at a plus-minus, we actually scored a lot more points than our opponents did. We were one of the few teams with a losing record that had the point-minus differential that we had. If you look at a lot of games we lost, it was by very narrow margins. We lost games on fumbles at the end. We lost games not handling a two-minute situation well, or situational football wasn't our area that we excelled in. And if you look at this year, it's been the complete opposite. We've really handled those situations much better. We've done much better in the red zone. We were the number one scoring offense in the league through the regular season. We've done great on third down. And as games have ended, we've just played much better in those situations. And, we've closed out a lot more of those close games. We found a way to win. So I think the biggest thing that we've done this year is we've just been consistent. We haven't had the turnovers. We haven't had the amount of mistakes. We haven't had a lot of the things that led to a lot of those close games last year turning into negative situations.
Was there a moment during the season when you felt that this could be a special season?
It built as the year went on. I think in training camp, everybody felt, and even Doug made this comment, he said that this team is more talented than the Super Bowl team he was on in Green Bay. And a lot of people kind of golfed at that at the time. And I think if for all of us that were there, you could see that we had the players. We had the guys there to do it. The whole thing now is just trying to get all those pieces to fit together and find out how everything's going to work on game day. And as you win and as you play each game and feel more comfortable with those new pieces, and as guys who have been together now for multiple years start to fit together even better, we just kind of felt that building with each win and each game. Gotcha. Yeah. Sure. Malcolm Brown's a really good nose guard for the Patriots. I mean, they use him a lot in their jam front to play head up over the center. He's an athletic guy, but he's also big. He utilizes leverage extremely well. He bends well. He utilizes his hands. He looks on tape like he's a smart player, and understands how to put himself in good positions. He's a really good player. Yeah, I mean, I'm not up there in the quarterbacks meetings, but he's been around. He's been in a lot of the blitz meetings still, and he's still, offers his two cents when he thinks he needs to. I'm sure he's even more involved up in the quarterbacks meetings. It's obviously an unfortunate position for him to be in with how much he put us in this position to be here to begin with. So I think that he can't help. I mean, he's one of those guys that loves this game so much, loves this team so much, that he can't help but be around it. And I think that when, he first got hurt and he wasn't around it, it was probably hurting him quite a bit.